My name is Frankie Fraser. I'm known as Mad Frankie Fraser, as I've been certified insane 3 times, only because I acted mad, to have it a bit easier. I was born December the 13th, 1923, in Waterloo, where the Royal Festival Hall is now. It was all docks then. My father was a Canadian, my mother was Irish, and they were two lovely, hard-working people. Why did I get into crime? It was in me. No excuses for me. I must have been born to it. Simple as that. And the upset it caused my mother and father, me going to prison, the shame with all the neighbours, that's one of the biggest regrets I've ever had. I've served 42 years in prison. They had many forms of punishment if you broke the prison rules. Solitary confinement, loss of remission, bread and water, the cat and nine tails, and a birch. I experienced every one of these, and I would say I've definitely done more bread and water than any other man alive. I abolished bread and water on the 1st of June 1974. Cat and nine tails meant exactly what it was. You personally never see it, and you've never ever seen the guy who gave it to you. Actually what it was, 7 lumps of leather joined to the main part. It was put up on a tripod, your head went through a noose, and before he gave it to you, he twirled it round and round as a rule, and you'd hear it whistling right across your back. And this went on, in my case, until you had your 18 strokes. When you waited for your corporal punishment. You waited up to 14 days after you were sentenced and they played mind games with you. You always had it after breakfast or after dinner when all the prison was locked up. And always, as a rule, in the prison laundry where it had a very high roof, they put the machine up. And that was the same with the birch and all, a bunch of twigs. Except with the birch, you went over a barrel. When your wrists were handcuffed to your ankles and your bare bum stood up. Out of the two, I thought the birch was worse than the cat. In 1947, I had cut my wrists to pieces. 70 stitches, and they put me in a straitjacket. Straitjackets then come in 3 sizes, small, medium and large. I'm very small, I should have gone in a small one. But they put me in a big one, biggest, and at the back of it they put all wet blankets. The hospital at Pentonville Prison had been bombed in the war and still hadn't been repaired. And they were using B-2 landing, converted it into an hospital. They had no padded cell and they just put mattresses on the floor. And that's where they left him. And I'd have to turn over and lie on my stomach. In the meantime, being fit and young, I did like an idiot get up and sometimes try and walk. This way I snapped all the stitches in me wrist and all the blood was oozing out, smothered in blood. And as I'm lying there, face down as I've had to turn over on my back to relieve the pain, I heard the flap of the door and the prison governor shout out, "He's still alive.
Still alive.
Won't be long now. Soon be dead.
Soon be dead."
saved my life that made me determined to survive till 7 in the morning when fresh prison officers come in and had to put me on the chair, take me out the straitjacket and give me a glass of water. All night he kept coming, still alive, and I survived. His name was Lawton. I'll never forget it. The prison authorities couldn't care less. No television them days, no radio stations, no media. Who cares? But luckily for me, I survived. Never forgot it, and attacked the governor afterwards, tried to hang him. The worst prison in my opinion, especially for a Londoner with a bad record, was Durham. It was called the Last Outpost. When I arrived there from Wandsworth, they really beat me up. Stitches in my head, black and blue all over. One of the worst beatings I should think I'd ever had in prison. And later on they sent me back to Broadmoor. Even though at that stage I wasn't acting mad or anything, just to get me out of the system. Today is better to what it was 30 odd years ago. But the difference today in that respect is the people on the outside are much more likely to take an interest in what goes on in prison. I came out in prison in 1989, and I'm happy to say I've been out all these years, the longest I've ever been out of prison. On the other hand though, I wouldn't change the past. That is what I done. I ain't grumbling about it. Like it or leave it, that was me. Mad Frankie Fraser.